Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Spend Time with God and your host, Cassandra Brand. Well, we're a little late today, but we're still on time because we're here and we're live. You know, spending time with God is about prayer. It's about spending time with Him. But you can't put God on a schedule, if you know what I mean. You cannot put Him on a schedule. Now, you may have to develop a schedule to spend time with God, but He's available 24/7, and His presence is just it's a blessing to be able to be in His presence. The other day, I did a episode on feeling unworthy of His presence, and today, right before, I begin to experience that feeling because I said to myself, now, I'm usually here at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's 7:37. But the thing is, there's a back office. I do have a life, too. But I choose to continue to spend time with God. I do the 6 o'clock for the show. But today, it was just one of those mornings because I had a long weekend. And like I said, I'm still unpacking, just moved into a new place, and it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. I'm still taking care of Dad, but it's not about me. It's about Him. So we're going to start off with the Romans 12 prayer, and then we're going to just go over a few sin lists to help you be conscious, you know, because a lot of people don't know. So, Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord, for the mercy by which You allow us to present our bodies as living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is our spiritual service of worship to You. Then, Lord, it is not our will to be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds, that we may prove good, acceptable, and perfect to what Your will is by grace given to us. Show us how to not esteem ourselves more or less important to the body of Christ than others. Thank You, Lord, for the spiritual gifts that have been given to us that we may prophesy and purport in portions to our faith and to teach according to Your precious word and to exhort and to give liberally and to lead diligently and show mercy with cheerfulness. Lord, show us how our love can be without hypocrisy. Teach us to Abhor what is evil and cling to what is good. Teach us to be kind and affectionate to one another, and honor and give preference to one another, not lagging and diligence, to be fervent in spirit and to serve you, Lord. Dear Father, we rejoice in hope. We are patient through tribulations, and we shall continue in distributing to the needs of the saints and to be truly given to hospitality. We will bless those who curse and persecute us. We will rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with us, those who weep. We will be of the same mind toward one another and not set our minds on high things, but associate ourselves with the humble. We will not be wise in our own opinion, and we will not repay anyone evil for evil. Your word says to repay evil with good. We will not give place to wrath, but will wait on the Lord, for vengeance is yours. Not give place to wrath, but will wait on the Lord, for vengeance is yours. Therefore, we will live peacefully with all people and be overcomers through Christ. Lord, we will offer drink to a thirsty enemy and food to one that is hungry, that we may abide in your word forever, because we love you, Heavenly Father. In Christ Jesus' holy name, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. That's Romans 12 prayer. Now, the sinless, I'm not being judgmental, just giving you a guideline so that you can be more conscious when you do, when you say things, because these are things that God, you know, just like, or that separates us from God, because it puts us in bondage, anger, bitterness, you know, unforgiveness. And just want to, and the first one is abandonment. Abandonment. That's why a lot of children have issues when they're young and they felt abandoned. You know, their parents or someone they really loved abandoned them. And it causes unforgiveness, you know. And abandonment is also selfish. It's not self-full. Abduction. Of harboring judgment. Abomination. Abortion. Abusiveness, accusation, adulterous, lust, adultery, afflicting others, aggravation, agitation, aiding and abetting, alcoholism, all unrighteousness, anger, animosity, anxiety, apprehension, argumentative, arrogance, assaults, astrology, backbiting, backsliding, bad attitude, bad language, bearing false witness, big talk, being a workaholic, being too quick to speak. Because, you know, I'm going to leave it right, hold on right there for a second. These are just these true things. You hear these words, but some, I think sometimes people don't have the full understanding of them, and that maybe causes them why they do it or behave that way. Because some people think it's cool, trending, you know, with all these talk shows, Jerry Springer's, Murray. All those talk shows, they to me sometimes they help people get closure, but they also they play their part because they allow the people to act like and behave like that, and then once they get to fighting and everything, then they want to come in and separate it. But it's not because they think of it wrong or right; they just don't want to get sued for any bodily injury on their stage. Hey, man, just thinking about it. Believing the lies of the enemy, belittling, betraying Jesus, bickering, bigotry, bitterness, black magic, blackmail, blaspheming of the Holy Spirit, boastfulness, bowing down to small G-O-D-S gods, or serving images, bragging, brainwashing, breaking commandments of God, causing disagreements, causing distress, causing division, causing fear, causing men to err, causing offense, causing poor to fail, changing truth to lies, chanting the terms, cheating, committing willful and or intentional sins, complaining. You know, we complain. And when people ask me, how am I doing? I said, can't complain, won't complain, no matter what it looks like. And then finally I heard someone say, it ain't going to do no good anyway because don't nobody want to hear it. But I said, because it's the words being put out in the atmosphere. I believe in praying about it, not complaining about it. Because the only one who can do anything about it is God and you. You have to just make up your mind. And he knows how to orchestrate in the spiritual realm to put everything and everybody in check just to protect his daughter or his son. But the thing, you have to have a made-up mind. Believe, ask, believe, and leave it in his hands. He will work it out. Conceit is on the sin list. Condemning the just, causing conflict, controlling, coveting neighbor, spouse, house, brother, sister, land, automobile, or anything that is your neighbor. Deceit, Decepticons. This list can go on and on and on, but I just wanted to give you something to work with and to meditate on, do a self-checklist, because it can't be everybody. We have to look into ourselves. So thank you for spending time with God and your brand. Thank you, and have a very blessed ciao.